Thank you so much. My name is Estella. I am back here at Happy Home to talk to you and see how you've moved on with your skills that you learned after the training.
Yes, you're welcome. I'm called Ombede Moses. Yeah, I work in Happy Home.
Okay.
And where we had a training last time.
Okay.
Training of permaculture.
So did you go to practice your skills outside Happy Home?
No, I did not take my experience outside.
Okay.
I'm still having that experience within.
Okay.
Where I got a training.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how has this training changed your financial status here in Happy Home?
At first, I can say that we thank Steve John because the training was nice. Even if this problem we have of COVID-19 challenges us, but we enjoyed. In fact, we enjoyed it, and we enjoy not only enjoying eating food, but even capturing the knowledge, to catch knowledge. After the training, we captured the knowledge and we store, not only the enjoying, but we stored knowledge. And the knowledge we had stored, we can say it is going to become history, but history when there's something on the ground. And since you have come here, you have seen something by then which was not there. Yeah, there's something on the ground. We have purples, we have greens, we have chickens, turkey. All that came through permaculture experience. I consider that experience because I did not have any experience. I remember by then when Godfrey went to Jinja to learn about permaculture, they came. So Godfrey was trying to say to tell me, Wambede, let us do this. But I'd not have that heart to be doing it with Godfrey, because Godfrey was as if just commanding me. You see, you know, something which someone is forcing you to do when you don't have experience, it becomes very hard for you. But the chance we got, or the chance I got, then permaculture, they brought here training. So I had a heart by then, and I had a loving heart for doing, and I did it because I had experience. That's why I think things are we are in the things. Yeah, that's what I can say. We are in things. We have passion fruit, chicken, turkey, purples, vegetable. Not only that, and have experience me also to teaching others also outside. Yeah, through permaculture experience or permaculture knowledge.
So how has it helped change your financial status is my question. Like,
yeah,
has it increased your incomes?
Yeah, it is increasing because by then I can lack even 1,000 because nothing I am doing it. Nothing I have. But when you have now, like I have purples, I can sell, then I get some money. I have greens, I can sell. People come, then they buy it from me. I have chicken, the same. I have eggs. I have chicken, I have turkey, all that is money. I have a goat, even if one goat died yesterday, but this one which is that is healthy.
Okay.
Yeah, through permaculture experience. And I have more experience, but because the place where I have, it is not enough. Yeah, we need again to...
So what about in terms of food health and the sustainability? Can you talk about it? Has this training brought changes in food supplements in your diet?
Yeah, it is true, because here we have cassava, and we had the cassava came through permaculture, onions, purples, bananas. Yeah, so we get those things, then we sell, then I get money. We can not only selling, even to eat. Because they say that we eat where you work. So you can work with an empty stomach. You cannot work with an empty stomach. That's the principle three.
This
principle three. You cannot work with an empty stomach.
People's care.
Yeah, people's care. So that's why I get energy to work hard.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Wambede, can you talk about the soil fertility or soil health in your farm now? Has it changed ever since you got the training?
Wow, it has changed. You can also see it is some parts which is bush, there's some tall grass. Those grass they give you a sign that yeah, the soil has changed it.
Okay.
So yeah, the soil has changed because when we have greens, you have tomatoes, after mulching, we have termites here, they come, then they eat those grass, they change it into soil.
Mm.
More of a good soil.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Wambede. What message do you have for Steve Jones and then Clayton Trust?
Oh, the message I have for Steve Johnny, we miss him and we love him. And let us pray to him, God bring him again back to Uganda, because now me had seen him, it was only once, and it was the evening time. And for us, we were, by then when we are going to have a training here, we promised that he's going to come, then we learn together with him.
Mm.
So, but because of the challenges of the disease, but I hope everything will come, it will be okay.
Mm.
Then shall enjoy next time. I think we shall be enjoying together with him. Okay. We miss him and we love him through the knowledge he has given us.
Oh, okay.
As we did not even go to school, but now we have experience. We can now talk because we have experience from permaculture.
Mm.
Yeah, so we love him.
Okay. Is there anything else you want to say?
Nothing. Anything else? Maybe. Thinking that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
fine.
That's it.
Thank you.